Welcome to Shiloh Baptist Church. We are a place of peace where Jesus is Lord and people are lost. We exist to
employ.
Exalt.
Engage.
Experience. Equip.
Empower.
Good morning. This is Pastor Danielle Brown, Senior Pastor of the Shiloh Baptist Church here in Plainfield, New Jersey. We are absolutely elated that you are worshiping with us today. Listen, if you're here in the sanctuary, take a moment to check in on all of your social media pages so that everyone knows that you are here at the Place of Peace. If you're worshiping with us virtually, we're glad that you're here too. And we ask that you would take this moment to like this broadcast. Matter of fact, don't just like it, love this broadcast. Share this broadcast with all of your network and then tag all of your friends and family members in the comments, because we believe that something is going to happen here at the Place of Peace that will change your lives forever and for the better. 2022 is the year that we re-engage, reclaim, rebuild, reimagine, and renew. And we are so excited that you are on this journey with us. Prepare your hearts, prepare your minds for the Shiloh experience, which begins now.
I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. We're going to ask everybody to stand to their feet as we do our opening hymn. But in the midst of that, can we just bless God and just put our hands together and just thank God for another day? Can we put our hands together and just thank God for another day? Can we put our hands together like we are happy and excited that this is the day that the Lord has made? The words should be on the screen for our morning hymn. Great is thy faithfulness, O God our Father. Please help us sing it. Here we go. Great.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassion. They fail now.
Your voice.
Oh, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercy I see.
All I have.
All I need, I have provided.
Great.
Summer and winter.
Springtime and harvest,
sun, moon, and stars.
Mercies for sin.
For sin and he's had endurance. I own his presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow.
Father God, we do love you. We know that you're great. And your faith towards us is something else. Lord, we ask that you breathe your Holy Spirit now on us. Just like you breathed over the waters, we want you to breathe over us now. Create a miraculous change in our minds. Create a fantastic change in our hearts. Men hearts, broken hearts, all over the sanctuary. Lord, we need your spirit to do what it do. We need you, Lord. So we ask that you breathe on us. Have mercy on us. Everlasting God, have mercy on us. Lord, touch this sanctuary. And then touch the mothers in the sanctuary. Touch the mothers online. Shake them up today. Let them know that they're loved and appreciated. And we will be forever so grateful that you did. Lord, now we ask that you move in this service in a mighty way. Touch the instruments of praise. Touch the folks who are in the congregation. Touch the folks who are singing today. And most importantly, touch the preached word today, Lord. Be in our pastor. Speak through her that somebody comes to know you a little more. That somebody comes to ask you for pardons of their sins and accepts you as their Lord and Savior. Lord, we can do it. You can do it today, Lord. We ask that you do it. And again, we will be forever so grateful. It's in the matchless name of Jesus that we pray. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus that we do pray. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody give the Lord some praise in the building. It is in him that we move, that we live, and we have our being. Hallelujah. Anybody glad to be in the house of the Lord on this morning? Come on, if you're glad to be in the house of the Lord, I need you, even behind your mask, to make some noise for our Father, our Savior, because He reigns, He rules. Hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Our God reigns. Hallelujah. We bless His name. Hallelujah. We glorify Him. Come on, just put your hands together. Say, my God reigns.
My God reigns.
Our God reigns.
Our God reigns.
Lord, you reign. Say with power and majesty, dominion and authority, you reign. Come on, let's say it one more time. Say, my God reigns,
my God reigns,
my God reigns,
our God reigns,
our God reigns.
Lord, you reign above every name.
Say,
dominion and authority,
you reign. through his name to the one true and living God. We give him glory and honor. And we would just want everything that we do to be pleasing in his eyesight. We just want to worship you, God, in spirit and in truth. God, dwell among us, O God, as we worship you, as we lift up your name.
I just want to feel your heart. I just want to worship you. I just want to see your face. I just want to love on you. See your face. to love on you. I just want to feel your heart. I just want to worship you. Say, I just want to see your face. To love on you.
Come on, somebody, love on the Lord. If that is your desire to please the Father, come on, if that is your desire, lift up your hands, lift up your hearts all over the building. Hallelujah. Tell the Lord, I just want to worship you. I just want to love on you as you have loved me. Hallelujah. Oh, to be pleasing in your eyesight. To hear you say, well done. Oh, just to worship you in the beauty of your holiness. You are excellent in all of your ways. And we worship you in this house today. We want to please you. We want our worship to be a sweet-smelling savor. God, receive our worship today. Receive worship today, God. Receive our worship today. As we lift up our hands, as we lift up our hearts, oh God. We bless your name.
Hallelujah.
Great is our God.
Hallelujah.
Great is our God.
Give our praise to him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, we serve a God that's worthy this morning. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. We praise him with for all blessings flow. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless you on today, Lord God. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Good morning, Shiloh.
Good morning. This is the time we like to pause in our service for just a moment, because I know we're on a spiritual high right now. But we want to take time to welcome our visitors who have taken the time out of their busy schedule to join us today. So if there are any visitors here today, I would ask you to stand and remain standing until you have all been acknowledged. Amen. Amen. And for those of you who are standing, our ushers will be handing out a welcome kit and a card for you to complete. And we'd ask you to drop it in the offering basket at the time of offering. Amen for those who have stood. And if there are some who have been here before and you're not a first time visitor, we'd ask you to stand as well. Because today is a special day. Come on now, amen. Today is Mother's Day, so we know we got some visitors here today. Amen? Amen. Amen. And so while you're standing, I would like to say welcome to Shiloh Baptist Church, where Jesus is Lord and people are loved. We thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today. And if there's anything that you've heard, seen, if you want to shout and jump and clap your hands, do so, because this is where it all happens. This is a wonderful worship experience that we have here at Shiloh Baptist Church. And if you're looking for a church home, you're in the right place. Amen. Amen. So to God be the glory. So I just want to thank you for coming. You may be seated and enjoy the rest of the worship experience. Amen. Amen.
Tuesday Bible Study is back in person every Tuesday at 11 a.m. with Deaconess Banks in the sanctuary and streamed to the church website, and at 7 p.m. with Pastor Brown in the Culture Arts Center and on Zoom. All information is posted on the church website. Join us every Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. for Shiloh's prayer call. Dial our conference call number 757-841-1415 and use access code 673-4192. The City of Plainfield, in partnership with SHIELD, returns with its pop-up vaccination clinic on Wednesday, May 11th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. No appointment is required. For more information, please call the helpline. Women's Fellowship returns in person on Saturday, May 14th at 9 a.m. Please register in the lobby if you plan to attend. Men's Fellowship returns in person on Saturday, May 21st at 9:30 a.m. Please contact Steve Holmes for more information. The Martial Arts Ministry returns on Saturday, May 14th and May 21st at 8:30 a.m. Please reach out to Reverend Larry Atkins at martialarts@shilohplainfield.org for more information. Join us for our weekend of celebration, beginning with Jazz in the Sanctuary on Saturday, May 14th at 4 p.m., followed by Shiloh's 114th church anniversary on Sunday, May 15th at 9 a.m. with guest preacher Reverend Dr. Sorries and guest psalmist Elder Lorraine Stansel Lawson. Shiloh's baby dedication will be held on Sunday, May 22nd. If you would like to have your child dedicated, please email officeassistant@shilohplainfield.org. Shiloh family and friends have various ways to contribute tithes and offerings to Shiloh. Giving can be done by mail, the church website, Givelify, Zelle, Cash App using the cash tag Shiloh Plainfield, and PayPal. That's all for now, Shiloh. Enjoy the worship service.
Praise the Lord, Shiloh. Come on, put your hands together and let's celebrate the Lord. I was glad when they said unto me, come, let us go into the house of the Lord. And then not only was I glad because we got a chance to come into the house of the Lord, but it's Mother's Day. Can we just celebrate all of the mothers, grandmothers, aunties, next door neighbors, the church mothers, everybody. Come on, if you love your mama and them, will you just celebrate for a moment? Just put your hands together.
Favorite girl.
Come on, sing it with us.
I'll always love my mama. She born me in this world. I'll always love my mama. She's my favorite girl. I'll always love my mama. She born me in this world.
Hey, Mom. Happy Mother's Day.
I'll always love my mama. I'll always love my mama. I'll always love my mama. I'll always love my mama.
My mama.
I'll always love my mama.
Yes, I do.
I'll always love my mama.
Mama, I love you. I know you're watching or streaming.
I'll always love my mama.
Celebrate our mothers one more time. I always love my mama. And today we celebrate. We really do celebrate every woman today who has birthed a child, women who have loved on a child. Just wave your hand if you're in the room and you ever fed somebody's child. Today is your day. If you ever put a little money in somebody's child's hand as they headed off to college, and all of the women who have created safe havens for children, we celebrate you today. Come on, put your hands together again. And we also know that
Oftentimes, Mother's Day comes with a range of emotions because in the room, there are those who miss their mamas. In the room, there are those who wish they could be mothers, those who tried and tried but were not able to bear children or bring children into the world. But we acknowledge you today, too, and want you to know today that even on Mother's Day, that while we are celebrating mothers, while we're celebrating, we celebrate you, too. We see you. Look at your neighbor and say, I see you. I see you. And so, Shiloh family and friends, when you come around for the offering in a few moments, there are two gifts that every adult woman will receive today as you come around for the offering. One is a flower, and that is a gift from the Shiloh Baptist Church to every woman in celebration of Mother's Day. The other gift is a cookie, and that's a gift from me. That is from Pastor Brown saying, Happy Mother's Day. Happy we celebrate you. Thank you for coming to church today. As you go around for the offering, you'll receive them. Those that are in the balcony, don't fear. They'll be headed up. I think Minister Lucky is on assignment. He'll come up and make sure that you get your flower and yours as well. Isn't it just good to celebrate? Are you all enjoying worship today? I always enjoy Shiloh Baptist Church. I always do. I really do. And so today you heard all of the announcements in our video announcements. Did y'all pay attention to the video announcements? And you heard everything that was Sister Kim's voice today. Right? That was Sister Kim's voice today on the video announcements, but everything that was said, just special emphasis. Please join us next Sunday as we celebrate Shiloh's 114th anniversary. It will not be the same without you. And Sister Brooke and her team have put together an amazing celebration. And so tell a friend. If you know people that are members of Shiloh, but they haven't been around for a little bit, call them this week and say, hey, this is our personal invitation to you to come back in the house next week. I am excited to have my mentor, Dr. DeForest Sorries, breaking the bread of life to us next week. And so we are super excited about that. Our prayers are with Sister Lorraine Walker Leonard and the loss of her mother this week. Her mom was Marie Davis, a longtime member of Shiloh, and she transitioned in Florida this week. And so let's continue to keep her in prayer. The Thorpe family, my own family, as well as the Harris family, all in prayer this week and going forward. Shiloh, you do such an amazing job every week of just being the church. You are really, really great at being the church. Can you just celebrate yourselves and the ways that we take care of one another, those that have had surgeries and those that have been journeying through just various things? Shiloh is a church that shows up. And so I am grateful to pastor that kind of church. And Minister Claudette said it, if you're looking for a church home, I don't know of one that is better than the Shiloh Baptist Church. Amen? Any Shiloh members bear witness to that? That this is the greatest church to be a part of. We also want to acknowledge that this month is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we want to take the stigma out of mental health issues. And so today, we want to encourage you to do your research. We want to encourage you to go to therapy. We want to encourage you to take your medication. We want to encourage you to do all of the things that contribute to your health and your wholeness. And there is nothing wrong with journeying with mental illness and getting the help and the treatment that you need. Amen? Amen? There's nothing you can do about chemical imbalances. There's nothing, and God is not at odds with therapy. Can I say it again? Can I say it again, Sister Aisha, that God and science are good friends? In fact, God created science. And so some of these things will help us to become all that God has called us to be. And so look at your neighbor and say, there is no stigma. There is no stigma. We believe in prayer and therapy. We believe in prayer and medication. We believe in prayer and everything possible that can help us to be whole. Anybody in the house want to be whole? Amen. I also have something that I want to share with you pastorally. I've shared that Shiloh does a really good job. We do a really good job of taking care of one another. We don't just do a really good job taking care of one another. We do a really good job of taking care of the community. Deaconess Flora Williams and her team lead the charge in feeding and helping those in the community on a weekly basis, but even daily, because while we have a weekly schedule for our food distribution, I know for a fact that anytime someone comes around here asking for St. Flora or in need of care, she makes sure, or we make sure, that they are cared for. But we're starting to have a little bit of a problem. And here's the problem, is that regularly there are members of our community who are soliciting money from the saints as you all come in to the parking lot and all of that. And because you're so loving and you're so kind, you're going into your pocketbooks, going into your wallets, and you're pulling money out. And so it's creating an increase of folks that are coming by to solicit. But we want you to be safe. And so we don't want our grandmothers and grandpas and our children being approached in the parking lot, pulling out wallets, taking money out, right? And giving it to folks that we don't know. And so we will always make sure that our brothers and sisters who have needs have their needs met. But I want to ask you to please do not go in your wallets anymore to give money in the parking lot. Come inside. Let us know what the need is. We will address the need. But we want all of our members to be safe. Amen? And we don't want you pulling your wallet out and somebody hit you upside the head and take your wallet. Because then Pastor Brown is going to be on America's Most Wanted, because I have to go out looking for somebody who hit one of my members upside the head, and right? So it's a ripple effect. And so can we agree to that, that we just won't, we will handle our care in the ways that we have set up to handle care and keep everyone safe. Is that okay? Yeah. Is that all right? Yeah. Right? So please. Please, let's do that. You let us know, and we will make sure that everybody who wants to eat gets an opportunity to eat. Okay? Look at your neighbor and say, now listen to the pastor. Listen to the pastor, because we want to, you know, keep everybody safe. All right. Well, it's giving time. Wait, no, I have some good news. Sister Jeannie Bell was honored this week by receiving the Phil Orlando Award over in Newark, New Jersey. Stand up. Where's she at? She in the choir. Stand up. Come on, let's celebrate. Listen, Shiloh is making it happen everywhere we go. And then Sister Fania, we were at a friend's graduation. Minister Bianca Allen, who was our intern, she was interning at Shiloh, graduated with her MDiv from the Howard University School of Divinity. And amen. And while we were at the table, Sister Fania, I know life is here, but Sister Fania, she took him home. Okay. Sister Fania pulled her phone out, and life got straight A's. Not just straight A's, but straight A pluses. And so I want you to know that this is a great church. There's some other testimonies, but I'll let the saints tell their testimonies of how they've committed their lives to God, and then people started calling them. They applied to schools, and the school said, we'll pay you to come here. Maybe some of y'all don't understand that. Anybody ever had to pay college tuition? Anybody got a student loan that keeps tapping you on the shoulder? But we have saints that have applied to schools, and upon being accepted, the school contacted them and said, you know what? We'll pay all your tuition and give you a stipend. And And we've got a few of those testimonies of how the enemy or circumstances said no, but when they came into the Lord's house and committed their way to the Lord, they've sown seed or tried God and said, you know what, I'm going to tithe this one time. I'm going to sow a seed this one time. And within days, the Lord opened doors that nobody could close. Things came through that no one could have done but God. Why am I saying this? Because it's giving time, Shiloh. And when it's giving time, this is our opportunity in the worship experience to prosper. Why? Because scripture tells us that as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest will not end. That as long as the earth remains cold in winter, that the rhythm of things will not end. And this is the opportunity where we invite all of you to sow a seed. Anybody in the house ready for a harvest? Anybody in the house understand and believe in the principle of seed time and harvest? We're the tithers in the house. Just wave your hand at me if you're a tither. What is the tithe? The tithe is 10% of all of your increase. And do I have any tithers who will stand with me today and say, Pastor, I know it works? If you're a tither and you know it works, will you just stand to your feet and say, I know it works? I have experienced the windows of heaven being open. God has poured out blessings for me that I have not had room enough to receive. And he has rebuked the devourer for my sake. Come on, tithers, give God praise. And we won't leave you out. Tithers online, let us know. Let us know that you know that it works, even out there in our virtual congregation. Don't miss this opportunity to participate in the ministry of giving with us. I am so excited every Sunday, not just to see your faces, but I look forward to bringing my whole tithe into the storehouse. Y'all, some days I get so excited. Sister Rosita can tell you that I get so excited that I send my tithe during the week. Because I'm just so excited to give because I believe the Bible. Anybody believe the Bible? So today I want to encourage you not to shortchange God, but to give God what the Bible sets as principle. The tithe. Bring the whole tithe. 10% of all of your increase. Sow a seed, because as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest will not end. And as long as you're sowing a seed, there will always be a harvest for you to reap. It may not always come in the same form, but I've seen it happen where I've sown a seed and healing has come, where I've sown a seed and deliverance has come. I've sown a seed in faith, and the very thing or the very people that I was praying for, God came through. And I know that I'm not the only one in the house that has that testimony. All right, we have several giving options here at Shiloh, and they're on the screen at this time. If you can make the Zelle, the Cash App, and the Zelle really big on the screen, that'll be great so that people can see what those options are. If you're giving by Zelle, finance@shilohplainfield.org. If you're giving by way of Cash App, our cash tag is Shiloh Plainfield. We also have Givelify. If you've not downloaded the Givelify app, I encourage you to do so. And also for those of us that just prefer a recurring giving, or maybe we want to set up a recurring seed, you can do that through Givelify. Once you download the Givelify app, you can set it to go ahead and automatically draft a seed or automatically draft your tithe multiple times a week or in whatever schedule you want to set it up. We have that capability by way of Cash App, by way of Givelify. We also accept the traditional way. And so those of you that might need an envelope, just raise your hand. Our ushers would be elated to serve you. Can we just celebrate our ushers today? They are doing such a wonderful job every week. Our ushers, they seat you in the right place. Did you tell the person that you're seated by, did you thank them for coming to church today? Did we do that? Did you say, thank you for coming to church today? I appreciate you for coming, because I don't know, if you didn't come, somebody else might have sat there who's not as pleasant as you. I may not have had as good an experience in church today if you didn't come. So I'm so glad that you came to church today. Make sure you let them know that you're glad that they came to church today. Shiloh family, are you ready to give? Are we ready to give? Let's stand to our feet all over the sanctuary, all over the sanctuary. And I'm going to ask that everybody would march except the balcony. You know what you do up there, but everyone on the lower level. And if you are giving electronically, if you're an electronic giver, that's fine. Just when you come, tap the basket with your device. And that helps us to get everybody around, and people don't have to step over you, right? How many of you ever pulled a hamstring or something trying to step over somebody in a church pew? Right? They won't move, and you got to stretch over, and you know, we don't want to do that. So we do ask that everyone who is able to walk does just that. Amen. Plus, we have these gifts for all of the women in the house, and I want to make sure that you walk around and get them. Let's lift our gifts toward heaven and pray. Gracious and almighty God, we thank you so much because everything that we have comes from you. And so, God, it's our delight today to give back to you that which you have so generously given to us. God, I pray today that you would bless every tither, that you make your word come alive in their lives and give them testimonies of how you indeed open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that we don't have room enough to receive. God, I thank you for every seed sower, and I ask now that you would cause their harvest to come up, and that right early. God, for every person investing in the mission and vision of your kingdom through Shiloh Baptist Church, I pray that you would give back to them, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, cause men and women to give back to them, Lord God. God, open doors that no man can close. Close some doors we need to be closed that no one can open. God, do the miraculous in our midst because of our faith in giving on today. We thank you even for those that are online that are giving so generously and supporting the mission and vision of this church. We ask, Lord God, that every good thing that you have for their lives, that indeed it would come to pass. We love you, Lord God. We are cheerful about giving, and we pray this prayer in Jesus' holy and matchless name. Let all God's people say amen. Amen and amen. You are now in the hands of our ushers. Come on, Wendell, and give us some good music today.
As we honor God with our gifts this morning, we give him thanks for his goodness. If you know this song, we invite you to sing along with us. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for he is good. Do you know he's good this morning? Come on, sing with us. Come on, choir. Oh, give thanks, come on. Oh, give thanks
unto the Lord,
for he is good.
For he is good.
Yes, he is good.
Yes, he is good.
Oh, give thanks. praise. We thank him. For he is worthy.
For he is worthy.
Yes, he is.
Worthy.
He is good.
For he is good.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he
for he is
good.
Worthy.
Worthy.
Yeah.
Worthy.
He is good.
For he is good.
Take it a little higher.
Yes, he
oh.
Happy Mother's Day, Shiloh. Happy Mother's Day. It's a wonderful day to give God glory and worship. Not just because it's Mother's Day, because we are alive. Somebody didn't wake up this morning, but you did. Not only is it just a good day today, but you see the person that was here last week, you see them too. That means we're here.
Yeah.
That means there's life.
Yeah.
I want to be able to worship God for nothing but just life. In the midst of it all, he has provided shelter, food. He's opened doors for us. He's provided jobs for those that don't have jobs. He's made a way out of no way. And today is a time for us to just say, thank you. I want those that can identify with me and connect with me and understand what I'm saying. If that's you, just lift your hands right where you are. Now, if I'm not talking to you, I don't want to see your hands if you don't understand it. But I want us to connect together and tell God, thank you. He don't owe us anything. But the fact that we here looking at each other and y'all looking how good I look up here is enough to give God thanks.
Yeah.
Let's lift our hands in this place. Let's lift our hands in this place. And let's begin to give God some glory and thank him for allowing him to wake you up. Come on, open up your mouth and just thank God. Just for the little thing. Just God, thank you for letting me see this day. Come on, open up your mouth and just thank God for what he's done for you right now. That's it. I hear you. I hear you. Some grateful people is out there. There's some grateful people that's out there, and that's why we're here to give him glory. I see you up there. I see you there. It's okay to stand if you want to stand. It's okay to just reference God and say, God, we love you, and we give you glory. We thank you just for being God, and thank you for being holy. Thank you for being righteous. Thank you for giving me another opportunity. Thank you for giving me another chance. Thank you, God, for forgiving me for all the failures, for all the sins I've committed. You still woke me up this morning. Even when I wanted to do wrong, I wanted to do wrong. I did wrong. I still was wrong, but you still woke me up this morning. It was those twins called grace and mercy, and that's why we're here. There's a a song that simply just says, glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Somebody just shout, glory to the Lamb. Somebody shout, glory to the Lamb. Listen.
Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Everybody say,
glory to the Lamb.
Lamb, glory.
Glory to the Lamb.
Somebody say, glory.
Glory to the Lamb.
Everybody say, glory. Come on, somebody say, glory. Because he's worthy.
Listen
to the next part. Help us sing it. For he is
Alpha,
Omega,
Omega.
Forever,
forever.
Is he. Let me hear the true worshipers just give them glory in this place.
Thank you, God.
Open up your mouth and give God glory in this place, everybody. The grateful ones that's out there that don't mind giving him glory. The grateful ones that don't mind giving him glory.
Glory to the Lamb. Come on, standing on your feet all over the sanctuary. Can you just stretch your hands toward heaven for a moment? And simply say, glory. Glory to the Lamb. The Lamb who was slain for us. Glory to the one who is and was and always will be. Glory to the one who is our help in the time of trouble. A way maker, a miracle worker. The one who always sees further than we can see. Glory to the one who can make sense of the things that we cannot. Glory to the one who can handle whatever it is that we're feeling even in this moment. Come on, just whisper glory. 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 God, we give you glory. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this worship experience, for every song that has been sung, every prayer that has been prayed, for the person who's seated to our right, our left, in front of us, and behind us, for their presence in our path today has made a difference. Now, God, we come to this preaching moment, and I ask that you would sanctify it, that you'd make it your own. That you wouldn't allow any of these, your precious people, to suffer because of the humanity of this preacher. But God, will you stand up in me to the end that from this sacred desk to the door and wherever this broadcast may land, your people are edified. They are encouraged. They're empowered and excited to run on and do your work in ways that will turn this world upside down. And not for any glory of our own, but only for the glory of the one who is and was and always will be, the Lamb of God. His name is Jesus, and it's in that name that we do pray. And let all God's people say, amen, amen, and amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Today is Second Sunday, which also means that it's Children's Church. And so I'd like all of our children to please stand, and our youth minister, Minister Brian, is standing right over to my left. And so go ahead, kids, bye, Andrew. Look, they're waving at me on the way out. Come on, if you're excited about Children's Church, kids, come on out and meet Minister Brian. Parents, I need to tell you that we will not just release your children, but you will have to go stop by the Cultural Arts Center to retrieve them. After Children's Church is over, we don't just let them come out. You have to go get them. So come on, children. Come on, Shiloh. Can we put our hands together for our babies, our young scholars and leaders? And we are just so excited about not just their futures, but what they're doing right now. We have some kids that are making a difference in the world right now, and we celebrate them. We also want to welcome home Brother Dwayne with the Peels. Your son is home, surprising you from Kuwait. Stand up. Stand up so we can celebrate you, Dwayne. We thank God for you, and we're happy that you're home. Welcome home. Welcome home. Welcome home. If you have your Bibles, we're going to go to the Gospel according to Mark. Thank you, Music Ministry. Come on, put your hands together for them. Thank y'all so much, because every week you lead us in worship. You lead us in everything, and it's amazing. We thank God for you. I think this music ministry gets better and better every single week, and so we are grateful for you. For everybody that volunteers, our whole media team, I can see them, but you can't from where you sit. But we're grateful. Thank you to all of you for all that you do behind the scenes and that make things happen, right? We're grateful. Mark, the 7th chapter, I'm going to read in your hearing verses 24 through 30. Mark, the 7th chapter, verses 24 through 30, and the word of the Lord reads this way. From there he arose and went to a region of Tyre and Sidon. And he entered a house and wanted no one to know it, but he could not be hidden. For a woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him, and she came and fell at his feet. The woman was Greek, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she kept asking him to cast the demon out of her daughter. But Jesus said to her, "Let the children be filled first, for it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." And she answered and said to him, "Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs under the table eat from the children's crumbs." Then he said to her, "For this saying, go your way. The demon has gone out of your daughter." And when she had come to her house, she found the demon gone out and her daughter lying in the bed. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Time is filled with swift transition. Not of earth unmoved can stand. Life can happen, shift, change in the blinking of an eye. A death, loss, illness, a shift in relationship status. Time is filled with swift transition. Maybe not just in our personal spaces, but things happen every day. And as much as we don't realize the traumatic impact of them on us, it is there. What am I talking about? Well, Sister Damaris, just watch the news. The political climate of our nation. One minute, we're celebrating a little bit of progress. And the next, we're scratching our heads saying, how in the world did this happen so fast? One minute, we're saying, hey, can you cancel student loans? And in the next, they're saying, well, we can't really afford to do that. We'll just put them on pause until September. But then the next minute, they're saying, hey, we're going to send another $1 billion to another country to provide them support, scratching our heads. Tragedies are commonplace. And while we may not have had close relationships with the individuals at the center of those tragedies, the reality is we still absorb the impact of what is called collective grief. There are so many stories just in this room today. We could go row by row, and I'm going to bet, if I was a betting woman, but I'm saved, that everyone in here could share something. We could share a story, whether from our personal narrative or a social or political one, how, in the words of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, our life got flipped, turned upside down. And while there are indeed some things that we can avoid, there are other things that are inevitable. It is key, though, that believers know what to do when all hell breaks loose in our world. That's right. There is an enemy out there, an enemy to the agenda of God, a very real enemy. And the truth be told, the enemy has far too much influence on the world, too much influence on what we do with power and how we engage people. And if this was not the case, we'd never have to remind anyone that Black Lives Matter, or that women matter, or that we should take care of widows and orphans and the sick. Too much influence on how we see ourselves and what we consider is within the realm of possibility for our lives. God is saying, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, yet time and time we think that what we have seen is all there is for us. God is saying, I can do exceedingly abundantly above what you ask or think. Yet time and time again, we are underestimating our possibility. Yes, life happens, and often life's happenings are inevitable. Unfortunately, though, evil has too much influence on the way it happens and how we experience it happening. And when it all goes down, it's vital, though, that the saints of God know where to go. What do I mean today? I mean that it's vital when life happens, that when the inevitable hits, if we're going to survive, if we are going to make it through with nothing missing and nothing broken and in one piece, we've got to know where to go. Can you just look at your neighbor? And I need you to talk real loud, because you got that mask on and it muffles your voice. But I need you to tell your neighbor, we got to know where to go.
And so today we're going to talk about this Greek woman. She was Syrophoenician by birth. Her young daughter had been influenced by an unclean spirit. Her life got flipped, turned upside down. She's going along just fine, and suddenly her baby girl is being tormented by an evil spirit. An evil spirit has her convulsing and behaving in a manner that she would not have otherwise. And this mother, somebody say this mother has had enough. Jalen, she hears about Jesus and she decides to go to him. Have I mentioned to you today that it's important that we know where to go? Now, I can tell you that at the time of this encounter, Jesus was trying to be incognito. He was over in the region of Tyre and Sidon in a house and didn't want anyone to know that he was there. But by the time by this time in his journey, Jesus is way too popular to be hidden. And so this mother, knowing the condition that her child was in and having heard the things that Jesus had been going around doing, I'm pretty sure that she heard how that many a demon-possessed man got healed and how many touched him and were made well. She had heard about Jesus and decides to go to Jesus because after all, if he could do it for others and their situations, perhaps he could do it for her situation too. And so she pressed is her way to where Jesus is, but the encounter that she has with Jesus gets a little complicated. She falls at his feet and begs him to cast the demon out of her daughter. Is there a mother in the house today who can relate? That was a joke, y'all. Y'all know it's okay to laugh in church, right? But some of y'all say, I'm not going to act like that because my daughter's sitting next to me. but you're giving me an amen inside. But she's begging Jesus to cast the demon out of her daughter. And Jesus' response to her petition is what complicates the encounter. He says, let the children be first, for it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. Now, that sounds rather insulting. But it wasn't uncommon for Jews to refer to Gentiles as dogs. Even still, for many of us, those would be fighting words. In fact, we wouldn't have cared that Jesus healed the multitude. We'd be like, who are you calling a dog? As a matter of fact, I came to you looking for my help for my baby, and you have the nerve to talk down to me. We would have had a whole lot of responses for Jesus on this one. But this exchange between Jesus and the Syrophoenician woman is parabolic in nature. You know how Jesus loved to use parables to convey hidden truth in ways that people could understand. This interaction ultimately tells us the degree to which God's grace is available to all of us, no matter where we were born or who we were born to, no matter what your life story is, what you did and did not do. God's grace is available to every single last one of us. And the writer of the Gospel of Mark is writing primarily to Gentiles. Gentiles who were not Jewish and who would need to be convinced that Jesus was not just the Messiah of the Jews, but he was Savior of the whole world and the world to come. And in this passage, this mother goes to Jesus and she persists. She will not allow anything to turn her around. She won't allow what may seem like an insult to turn her around. And can I just insert something here for you? That maybe many of us would be much further along if we weren't so sensitive. That we could make it a little further if every offense didn't turn us into a tailspin. Understand this, that every time something does not go your way right away, that is not indicative of time to quit. That doesn't mean that there's a big problem. Just keep on coming, keep on persisting. But some of us are just too sensitive to make any progress. See, she won't be turned around by delay in response, but she just keeps on asking. And her response to Jesus is this: well, Jesus, even the little dogs under the table eat from the children's crumbs. She understood that she didn't need a whole meal. She said, Jesus, just give me the crumbs. I came here on a mission to help my child get free from these demonic influences. And I don't have to sit at your table. I don't have to have any anything fancy. I'm willing to take the crumbs. See, this mother had a revelation that I wish more of us would get, that when it comes to the power of Jesus Christ, the same power that is in the loaf is also in the crumbs. Listen to me. This is why comparison is a terrible thing. This is why comparison is a terrible thing, because it may look like they are sitting at the table and you are sitting under the table, but this is Jesus that we're talking about. And when you are dealing with Jesus, no matter what your position is around the table, it's his table. And at the table of Jesus, whether you get a full meal or whether you simply get crumbs, it's more than enough. And Jesus does not have special treatment. And so whatever your story is today, whatever your journey is today, his grace is sufficient for all of us. And there's just as much power in the crumbs as there is in the loaf at his table. Life can be crazy. Sometimes it gets flipped, turned upside down. But when we go to Jesus, Jesus does not play favorites. Your boss might play favorites. Your little friends might play favorites. The people on your row might play favorites. But Jesus never plays favorites. And when you come, no matter who you are, no matter how you are, everyone may not get the same exact thing in the same exact presentation. But whatever he gives has the same power. And I don't know about you, but it's wonder-working power. When you go to Jesus, he will exercise his power according to his will. What am I talking about? Well, Jesus appreciated her response. And not only did it display a level of humility, we're getting a little feedback. Not only did it display a level of humility, but it showed that her faith was intact. Jesus' response to her was, "For this saying, go your way. The demon has gone out of your daughter." And do you know that when she got home, Reverend Thorpe, the demon had gone out of her daughter. Her daughter was just there laying in bed. See, prior to this point, it's very likely that this Gentile woman, like any and many of us, tried everything she could to rescue her daughter from demonic influence. She was tired of her child being tormented from the inside out. But in order for deliverance to take place, real deliverance, only Jesus had the power to do that. And somebody in here today is saying, "I've tried everything that I could. I've tried, some things have been helpful, but my situation still is not whole." I want to tell you, counseling is great and you need to go to counseling. Medication can balance out some things and I need you to take your medication. Spankings might be able to work, don't quote me on that, but conversations with people are great. But while you try all of that, don't forget to go to Jesus. Jesus will pull all of the pieces together. Somebody told me once that if you try Jesus, he will put his super on your natural and you will see the supernatural. But today my assignment from God was to tell you the story of the Syrophoenician woman who went to Jesus. In this season, I want you to know exactly where your help comes from. And we've got to go where our help comes from. And where does our help come from? Our help comes from Jesus. So Shiloh family and friends, I want to encourage you to take your example from the Syrophoenician woman. She had the luxury of going to Jesus in the flesh, in person, but we have the luxury of going to Jesus in prayer. And understand this, the best part of the whole thing is that he is everywhere. That no matter where we are, we can access the table of the Lord. This woman had enough. Her life got flipped, turned upside down, and she went to Jesus. Now that alone is shout worthy, but while we celebrate the pressing and persistence of this woman, the most incredible part of today's message isn't simply that she went.
But I want you to be very clear that long after we leave here today, I pray that y'all remember something even greater, and that you will draw strength and confidence and hope and courage from it too. And that is the reality of Jesus' power. And so when your life happens, because your life will happen, when the concerns of this world begin to rage in your life, when nothing else has worked and hopelessness begins to set in, the transformative element of her story and what will be the transformative element of yours too is that Jesus, the one we can go to, the one whose table we access, the one who will show no partiality to us, does indeed still have miraculous power. Can I bring something to your attention today? That Jesus never lays hands on the girl. May I remind you today that Jesus never set foot in her house. It doesn't go down like that, but how does it go down? Her mother had faith enough to go to him, a stranger, a man that she had only heard about, and Jesus in turn exercises his power, but he does not even have to show up in person. He heals her from where he is from, and that is what I call power. And you might be asking, well, Pastor Brown, how did he do it and not even show up? Well, there's something called the Holy Spirit. Here's what happened. He sent his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that proceeds from the Father and the Son, the Spirit that can go anywhere, the Spirit from which our help comes, the Spirit that they had a little controversy about. Can I teach you a little bit? I wish I had some monitor up here, and I'm losing my voice because I can't hear myself, but it's all good. The Holy Spirit that proceeds from the Father and the Son. In the Council of Nicaea, they argued about the Spirit. They called it the Filioque controversy. And in this controversy, they could not decide whether or not the Spirit flowed just from the Father or from the Father and the Son. But fast forward to the Third Council of Toledo in 589. You don't mind if I teach you a little church history here? By the time we get to the Third Council of Toledo in 589, they decided that it was theologically correct and that the Spirit does proceed from the Father and the Son, and that the Spirit of the living God is of the same substance as the Father and the Son. And so you're asking, well, how, Pastor Brown, did the Lord heal the girl and never show up? Well, it was the Spirit of the living God. It is this Spirit that can go anywhere. It is this Spirit from which our help comes. And so, good day, Shiloh. Happy Mother's Day. I love you so much. The bad news is that sometimes life gets flipped, turned upside down. But the good news is that when you go to Jesus, we go to Jesus knowing that he still has miraculous power. We go to Jesus knowing that the Spirit of God is working in our favor, and the Spirit has power that is uncontainable, power that is indescribable. And while you're in here praying right now, the Spirit is over there working on your behalf. That while you're in here praying, the Spirit is already on that college campus. That while you're in here worshiping, Spirit is already over there beating back the influence of hell and the powers of this world. Do you believe it? Do you believe in the power of the Spirit? Is there anybody in here today who will say, as of today, I'm going to Jesus? I've gone to a whole lot of other things, but I need the power of the Spirit. And so today, I'm going to have a little talk with Jesus. I'm going to tell him about my troubles. He will hear the faintest cry, and he'll answer. By and by, I'm going to Jesus because I know that his Spirit will work on my behalf. I'm going to Jesus because I have faith that he can do what no other power can. flipped, turned upside down? Have you any rivers that seem uncrossable? Have you any mountains you can't tunnel through? Well, today I want to encourage you to go to Jesus, get the help of the Spirit, because he specializes in what? He specializes in things that are thought impossible. Go to Jesus, because he can do what no other power can do. Don't you be hoodwinked. Don't be bamboozled. Jesus is God, and he and the Father are one, and the same power that spoke into chaos in the beginning and created the heavens and the earth is the same power that healed the sick and opened blinded eyes, is the same power that raised Lazarus from the dead, is the same power that raised his own self up, is the same power, is the same Spirit that you have access to today. Will you go? But whether or not, the power of the Spirit is contingent upon your willingness to go to Jesus, to go to the one from whom the Spirit flows. Can I tell you this today? That you can bring all your stuff to him. Now, that's why I love Jesus. I don't know who wouldn't serve a God like this. A God who says, bring me your baggage. A God who says, I know you made some mistakes. I know that you've done some things, but still come. Come with your rap sheet. Anybody in here have a little rap sheet? You've done some stuff. But we serve a God that says, even with all of that, you're not disqualified from a space at my table. A God who says, even with all of that, I still love you. I still want for you every good thing that was assigned to you even before the foundation of the world. I love the Lord. And then it's not just that Jesus loved us and that Jesus died for us, that God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son, and then Jesus died for us and got back up again, but he left in the earth the Spirit, who would lead us and guide us in all things, would be our help and be our strength. So Shiloh and friends, I just want you to know where your help comes from. Yeah. On this Mother's Day, I want you to know where your help comes from. I'm so glad y'all came to church. I'm so glad that you logged into church, because this is how we get to Jesus. And when you go to Jesus, while you're here, the Spirit is over there. The Spirit is at the nursing home. The Spirit is in the hospital room. The Spirit is moving in the places that you can't make sense of. Will you stand all over the sanctuary today, please? And if you're here today, I want to extend to you the opportunity to give your life to Jesus Christ. What does that mean? Well, Scripture tells us two things. That if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart the Lord Jesus, then you shall be saved. Scripture also tells us that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It does not give us qualifiers. It does not say that you have to be from a certain lineage. It says none of that. It simply says, whoever comes and whoever calls, then you'll be saved. And so if you're here and you're saying, I want to give my life to Jesus, would you take a really bold step into the aisle and come and meet one of these leaders? In fact, our leaders have come to you. They're in the aisle. If you're here today and you're saying, I want to be in relationship with Jesus, would you come and meet me at the altar? Will you come and give us your hand and Jesus your heart? And then here's a second call. Is this someone coming? Come on, y'all, celebrate. Is there another? Here's the second call. The second call is, if you'd like to become a member of the Shiloh Baptist Church, the heart of this church is open. And we're just waiting for you. I want you to know the saints have been praying for you since 1908. They've been praying for you to come and unite with this church. We're just wondering what's taking you so long. And so if you'd like to be a member, come on, celebrate, Shiloh family. Is there another? You want to be a member of the Shiloh Baptist Church, just step out in the aisle and come. Come and join us. The heart of this church is open, and we're just waiting for you. Shiloh family, I need your help. Can you ask your neighbor? In fact, don't ask them if they have a church home. Just say, hey, come join this church. I go here, and you should too. Come on. Y'all are still looking at me. Shiloh family, come on. Ask your neighbor to join your church. Ask them if they'd like to be a member of this great church. Come on, they're coming. They're coming. Come on, Shiloh. Let's celebrate. Let's celebrate. I feel like there's some more people that need to join, that want to join today. But here's the thing. I'll tell you this. Come on, Reverend Slade, pray with this brother. Maybe you're here and you're saying, I want to come, but the walk is a little intimidating. In a few moments, our leaders are going to take these who have come to our new member intake area. And so if you're saying, I want to join, but that walk is a little intimidating, just jump in line behind them when they go. And our new member team will take care of you. Come on, let's celebrate. Let's celebrate that this church is growing. Let's celebrate that God is sending souls this way.
Yes, yes.
Come on, Minister Tanita, Minister Tykesha, you can take them to the back. And if you want to join in, just jump in line. Deaconess Hand is getting ready for you in the back. And then here's the last thing. If you're here today and you just need a little prayer, the altar is open at this time for you to come. So come on, just step out of the aisle. You can come to the altar. We're going to pray for you. You just need a little extra prayer before you head on into the rest of this week. You need a little extra prayer. Come on.
All
the
of
altar
my
is open.
Help, all of my help, all of
come
my
on,
help comes from you, my Savior. All of my help, all of my help, all of my help comes from you. It comes from you. Help comes from you. You are the one that my heart is drawn to. In time of weakness, my strength is renewed. My help, all of my help comes from you.
Just keep coming, they're coming.
Ooh. Yes, all of my help.
I'm gonna ask if you would
all
take just a step
help
closer.
All of my
if everyone
help
in the
comes
front
from
would just take
you,
one step
my
closer
Savior.
So that we have space for everybody.
All of my help, all of my help, all of my help comes from you. It comes from all of my help comes from you.
Minister Tykesha is going to lead us.
You are the one that my heart is drawn to. In time of weakness, my strength is renewed. My help, all of my help comes from you.
God, we just glorify you this day. For this is the day that you have made, and we just want to lift you up today. Father, we're coming because we know that we can give everything to you. Father, touch right now. Touch and move on behalf of your children. Each and every one of them, Father, for this day, who knows what people bring to the altar this day? But we know that we can trust you with everything. Touch hearts today. Move on the hearts of your people. Some are standing here, Lord, on this Mother's Day saying thank you for being a mother. But there are some who are standing here crying out in remembrance of their mother. Father, we thank you right now because we know that we can bring even our children, our burdens to you. We're touching right now and agreeing that we know that you are a prayer answering God, that you hear our silent tears, you hear our silent murmurs, and we just give it all to you right now in the name of Jesus. We're giving our children to you on this day because even though it's Mother's Day, we know that some of us get a break, but we're never on a break, Father. So we're lifting up everything to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We just give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor because we come right now pouring our hearts out to you this day, knowing that you're in control, knowing that you're author and finisher of everything. We're giving it all to you this day. So lift the burdens of your children today, Father. Touch and move on the hearts of us that we might come and bow down in submission to what you want to do in our lives. Father, we just come right now and just understanding that we're not in control of everything, but you are. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that you left, Lord, in order to teach and to guide us each and every day. Because we're not alone. You promised never to leave nor forsake us. So right now, let us stand on your promises. Let us stand on your word. And for those who want to be strengthened today, you can get it today in the name of Jesus. You can come right now and be and start to celebrate what he's about to do in your life because we serve an awesome God. We love you and we're grateful for everything this day. Touch and move right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to your name. And we just gonna go back and thank you in victory and celebration of all that you're doing because we want to celebrate the things that you are also doing in our lives. Hallelujah this day, Father. Let us continue to walk with you and grow closer to you. And whatever it is that we stand in need of, we can come to you any time of the day. There's no time limit that we can come to you. There's no portion of the day where you're stopping from hearing us. But we can come to you all the time, all day, in the name of Jesus. So touch right now, Jesus, and move. And we just thank you for staying on that cross for us and rising again because you're interceding for us even right now. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we're just praying that you would forgive us, that you would just touch and move. And knowing that there's nothing that you won't forgive, Lord, nothing that you will not forgive, only if we talk against your Holy Spirit. So right now, in the name of Jesus, let your children know that you love and you forgive them. Somebody needs to know that he loves you this day. He loves you and he's forgiving you. If you ask for forgiveness, he will forgive you of all of your sins. He will forgive and wipe the slate clean. So somebody needs to know, don't continue to hold those burdens. Don't continue to be in down and out about life because we serve a forgiving God, a loving God. So Father, right now, pour out your love, your joy, your peace, your kindness on your people. And as long as we stay connected to you, as long as we stay near and dear, that you will continue to love and to show us the way. We love you and we're grateful for this day. Touch your children now, Father, in the name of Jesus. It is already done. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Come on, put your hands together as you return to your seats and we're headed home. We're headed home. It's not too late. That's perfect. It's not too late. And we celebrate Sister Maisie's 80th birthday. Come on, let's celebrate 80 years, Sister Maisie. 80th birthday. We also want you to know, where's Sister Maisie? Wave your hand. Where's 80 looks good on you. We need to see some identification to verify this. Happy birthday, many, many more. Many, many more. Tomorrow is Minister Claudette's birthday. Is it tomorrow? Tomorrow is Minister Claudette's birthday. And we also want you to know next week, after we are finished celebrating our church anniversary, we have been invited to the Tabernacle Baptist Church to celebrate the first pastoral anniversary of the Reverend Ryan Michael Buckland, who is a senior pastor there in New Brunswick Tabernacle. And so Sister Burma came and she reminded me to let y'all know that the Jesus bus is going. And so if you would like to get on the Jesus bus, can they sign up in the lobby? You can sign up in the vestibule. I love that word. You can sign up in the vestibule to get on the Jesus bus, or you can just meet us over there. Tabernacle has prepared dinner, and so we can celebrate here and then make our way there. We also have I Love Shiloh t-shirts available for you, right, Sister Jalen? Also out there, and so you can pick them up to wear next Sunday if you desire. Amen. Come on, we're going home. Get up. Don't get, y'all got comfortable. We're out of here. My mama says she wants a lobster roll. So I gotta get her to wear the lobster's roll so she can get a lobster roll. But happy Mother's Day again. And we have some flowers left over. Did all of the women in the choir get a flower? You did? Thank you, Deacon in Training, Leonard, for making sure that happened. But if you are here and you're on your way to see your mother, if your mother is at home, please come get your mama a flower. Make sure we got one. We'll get one to Sora Anna. But if you're going to see your mother when you leave here, please come get an extra flower and bring it to her and tell her that this is from the Shiloh Baptist Church. Do we have cookies left over? They won't admit to that because they're like, oh, no, no, Pastor, we're going to eat those. But make sure you bring your mother a flower, okay? We love you. Did you enjoy worship today? Did you enjoy worship today? Come back next week. Those of you in the balcony, it's good to see you. It's good to see y'all. The balcony crowd. Hey, Matt, my favorite DJ, is here celebrating Mother's Day. And now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rest, rule, and abide with all of you now, henceforth, and forevermore. And may Almighty God bless all of you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And all week long, may you know exactly where to go to find your help. Go to Jesus and let the Spirit work on your behalf. We pray these things in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go in peace, Shiloh, and serve the Lord with gladness. We'll see you next week.
My help comes from you. You are the one that my heart is drawn to. In time of weakness, my strength is renewed. My help, all of my help comes from you.